Yes.
When we can celebrate St. Patrick. But as soon as we're called by the church to act like a St. Patrick, then we kind of flee. We're willing to celebrate the glory when he's all enlightened, but we flee from Jesus when he encourages us to carry his cross. And so we are exactly like the people of Philippi, who St. Paul was writing to in that second reading. He says that we have become, in a sense, by our disobedience, our unwillingness to really grow in holiness, we're becoming enemies of the cross. And therefore, we have, in a sense, abandoned the faith. But thankfully, from the first reading, that Abrahamic covenant, even though we have abandoned our faith, God will never abandon us. That's why that symbol of the sacrifice, you cut the animals in two, almost an image of ourselves. Very divided hearts do we have. And yet God will pass in the middle of that division to keep us all together. Because God will not abandon us, even though we may have abandoned him. And at this point, you are all thinking, who is this priest? And did he drink an Irish coffee this morning? So let me tell you who I am. I am your mission preacher for the next 3 nights. Tonight at 5 p.m., tomorrow at 6, and a special cooking demonstration on Tuesday at 6. My name is Father Leo. Many people can't say my last name because it is difficult, so I will spell it for you. It is spelled PATLINGHUGWXYZ. In my native Philippine language, it is pronounced Smith. Well, actually, it's just like it's spelled, Catalina. And in my native Philippine language, it literally means either Lord have mercy or spare me, O Lord. So I have been invited as your mission preacher for the next 3 nights tonight at 5 to make all of you people beg for mercy. Because that's why you're here. You are here not because you're holy. You are here because you've recognized the time when I have had a divided faith. And when I have abandoned the cross. And while I might not be an enemy of Jesus, I sometimes think that the church's teachings are enemies to a real world, a real life. And so, you are here asking for God's mercy so that you can celebrate with Jesus, transfigured eternally in heaven. But I can't even assume anything. So I know this is active participation. Please raise your hand if this applies to you. How many of you even want to go to heaven? Okay, pretty good. Some of you may have not heard the question. The guy back there was looking at his wife and he goes, are you going to go? What is the alternative, people? That is why anyone has to realize that you are called to go to heaven. But let me ask you another question. How many of you are then going to become a saint? Raise your hand. Awkward. So let me drop the truth bomb on you. The only people who get to heaven are saints. Which is why anyone who raised their hand the first time will be back here tonight at 5 p.m. Tonight at 5 p.m., we are going to talk about saints in ways that you will never expect. And you will realize you are not only called to be one, I'm going to teach you how to carry your cross, to, as St. Peter said, hear the voice of God. That's what God said to all of his disciples. You are called to be a saint. And guess what else? Miracles just didn't happen on the transfiguration of Mount Tabor. No. Miracles are going to happen tonight. Because tonight at 5 p.m., I'm going to turn your children, your young adults, your incredibly annoying, very loved teenagers. I am going to turn all of them into saints. Which is why you must come and bring them. If you see a random teenager crossing the street, you drag him into church tonight. Because if we are not actively helping people to become saints, then what do they become? You see, this is not easy. And you're going to say, okay, you sound interesting, but it'll be a fight if I try to bring my family here for another hour each night, tonight beginning at 5. And I say, I know it's going to be a fight, but frankly, I don't care. Because tomorrow at 5 p.m., I am going to teach you how to fight. Because prior to the priesthood, I was a professional fighter. I taught martial arts, 2 third-degree black belts, 1 in Taekwondo, the Korean art of hand, feet, method. Basically, it's Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle stuff. The second is Armies, which is Filipino, full combat, stick and knife fighting. So that means, prior to priesthood, for fun, I beat people up with sticks. That's what I did. And I know one incredibly important thing about fighting. Sometimes you gotta do it. Especially when who or what is attacking you is the evil one. And do not kid yourself. The devil is real and hates the fact that you are here. And evil will continue to grow. We see it in the news every day. And why? Well, here's why. Because good people like you and me, we're either afraid to fight, or we don't know how. And that's why on Monday at 5 p.m., I'm going to teach you spiritual combat. And our instructor for that evening will be none other than the Blessed Virgin Mary. Because she's more than a picture or a statue on a wall or beads that we don't even pray in our pocket. She is a warrior, and I can prove it to you, because we know in the animal kingdom, who is the most ferocious animal in the animal kingdom? It is a mother. Especially when a mother wants to feed her babies. And that's why you're here, to be fed, so that we don't become an enemy of the cross, and we become the family of Jesus. We are here to be fed. And this food is key to our salvation and a key to my ministry. Because, yes, I am a priest, but I am also a professional chef. And I host and have created the international food and faith movement called Plating Grace. It is my job to make sure that families come back around the dinner table, where we experience the lessons and learn how to carry the cross. And through this ministry, I have written several books available for my books to sell. I host a radio show and a podcast, and I even host my own international cooking show every Friday at 6:30 on EWTN. Check your local listings. And you might think, oh, that's right, I heard they're cooking on Tuesday. But are you even any good? Especially since there are only like 30 tickets left. And I can tell you, I'm pretty good. I'm good enough that I beat Iron Chef Bobby Flay in a Food Network throwdown. No, don't do that. I cheated. I put holy water in the marinade. Okay. No, I didn't do that. Let me tell you how I beat it. I'll tell you how I beat it. Tonight at 5 p.m. See what I did there? I just kind of dangled the carrot in front of you the way Jesus dangled that transfigured glory so that the disciples wouldn't be scandalized and be willing to look on Christ even when he was crucified. I dangled the carrot in front of you because I know right now the devil is dangling the carrot in front of you. The devil is saying to the other side of the rank, you have never been to a mission. Don't kid yourself. Why would you even start now? The devil is saying to you right now, there is no need for you to learn how to be a saint because you can never become one. The devil is saying, who cares about women, especially this one right here, and wants her to stay a picture on a wall as opposed to a spiritual protector for you. The devil wants you to eat at mass, only bread, in your mouth. The devil does does not want you to know that this is literally food for our soul. And you're thinking, this sounds interesting, who can come? Well, everyone, no matter what their age is, check it out. Those little kids right there, they're actually paying attention. Bring that. Your teenagers and young adults who know everything but don't know what to do with their life, bring that. Your children with their own families, trust me, they need the help. Bring that. And you need to come so you know how to respond to the questions that your kids ask, which is what they never even ask, yet they still need the Catholic Church. And I realize, seniors, that 5 p.m. is late. Don't worry. Father Jay will pick you up in the church bus, okay? There is no church bus, but if there was, he would drive it. He would pick you up, he would make your mouth paper, so that you can see the glory of God and experience in these few days of mission a renewal of our faith, so that we don't just simply celebrate St. Patrick's Day. We become a saint ourselves. We don't become an enemy of this cross. We learn how to carry it. And when we come, trust me, it can change your life, and you too. Like St. Peter, James, and John can say, it is good that we are here. Especially tonight at 5 p.m. Now, brothers and sisters, there have been a few of us who are becoming Catholic. Yes, even in today's world, with all the bad news, there are many among us who know that we only preach the good news. And so at this time,